Important message.
The day that this episode is coming out, Wednesday, May 5th, we are launching new products at our store. We have two new t-shirts.
Eek!
They're so cute. Did you see the pink one, Christina?
What?
The pink one, the shirt.
Wait, I haven't seen any of this.
Just open your email. This was sent 29 minutes ago.
Oh, well, yeah, we were recording.
Sandy. I know.
Sorry that I don't read my email while we record. Jeez.
They're launching today and a new pin with one of our favorite quotes that we're so excited, especially coming up on summer. It just feels like, it feels right. Dolphins be wildin'.
Dolphins be wildin'. Oh my God, our new logo tees. Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, this is great. I'm amped. All right, go check it out. What's the website, Sandy?
bit.ly/beach2sandymerch is a quick link, or go to beach2sandy.com and click shop at the top.
Okay, I'm gonna go buy us some merch now. See ya.
Welcome to Beach to Sandy, Water to Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello and welcome to episode 127 of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. This is a podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion, and my name is Alex.
Hello, my name is Christine. This week on Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, we are covering the theme of nurseries, plants, garden centers, seeds, and seeds germination. Germination, Etsy, plant sellers, plant sales.
And we can't wait.
We can't wait, and I'm sure you can't wait either. I know this is a really popular topic among podcasts, so we're probably not the only one, but I was actually very pleased that some people wrote down the actual full length of what we were saying.
Yeah, because we aren't always so good with our words.
You just said that perfectly on
See
point.
See what I mean? Yep.
Kira wrote in and said, the subject was nursery, parentheses, not the child kind. So it says, nursery, not the child kind, greenhouse, Etsy, garden centers, reviews. So who knows which one of these is actually correct, but
the correct one is the title of the episode, whatever you see there.
Julia, whose review I'm going to read in a little bit, actually recommended we name it Botanic Panic, which is pretty good, too.
Botanic Panic. That is also pretty good.
So
that is definitely how I feel.
That's how I feel most days. I didn't know there was a word for it, but here we are. So in any case, also, I guess I should announce now that I'm having a baby.
Oh, yeah. It feels so weird that we haven't talked about it on here. And the reason why is because you kind of got very close to not that you would have let that something like that slip, but there are times when I could tell you could have
complained.
What? No, thrown it in there. There were times when, and if you listen to the past, some like few episodes before this, there are some like moments
really?
That you kind of hint at it.
Okay. Some people have said, because I posted about it on Instagram, check it out. And I also made it. Really insane film noir video. Don't even worry about it. But somebody commented, I knew it. Nobody drinks only Gatorade for months on end without a reason. And I was like, I do talk a lot about Gatorade.
That's
funny. In both podcasts, I've talked about Gatorade to like an uncomfortable degree.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, the cat is out of the bag. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's correct. I'm just going to go with it.
Okay.
It's exciting. It's mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, the whole thing is exciting. And now I'm excited that people know about it, too. Because people are giving me attention for it for some reason.
I know people are very excited for you and for Funkle M and even for Blaze, which I don't really get.
I bet Blaze is the one receiving the fewest number of like yeah. messages, even though he's the father.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Like, I'm probably getting more like, oh, I'm so excited for you than he
You're
is.
You're going to be an uncle. even Gio's getting some like, he's going to be a big brother. I'm like, he already has two cat siblings, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In any case.
Yeah, I'm already an uncle. I have three.
That's right. Nephews.
Fur nephews.
Fur nephews.
Yikes.
So thank you, everybody. If you saw that and commented, I saw all your comments and messages. So thank you so much. I didn't have a chance to respond to everybody, but Appreciate your kindness. I'm personally very excited to complain openly now because I've been having to bite my tongue and it's really difficult for me to complain only to you and to the people in my close circles and not outwardly complain on the airwaves. So here we are.
And now I can complain about you and be like, oh, she won't stop complaining to me because I keep saying like, oh, she won't stop complaining to me. My friends are like, about what? I'm like, nothing. I can't tell you yet. Oh, she's the worst, though. Trust me.
She just drinks so much Gatorade. It's disgusting.
Whenever we record, she's a pee like 10 times. They're like, why?
That's true,
it's
actually.
Like, just because of her Gatorade consumption. No other reason.
It's better than when I was puking 10 times. At least I'm not doing that.
That was a brief phase for, I'm not saying for you, but for our show, since we only record once a week.
Well, it was in your mind, but you didn't know for a while because you were in LA and I wanted to wait till you got here.
Yes.
So there was like a month there where I was just
bliss for me.
For you. Ignorance. Far away ignorance. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean for this to go on so long, but I just wanted to let everyone in on the hoopla.
Yeah.
The gossip train.
That's a big one. I have some even bigger news than a pregnancy. Yeah. I'm
No, go ahead.
I'm back on Tinder.
Why are you announcing that?
That's my segue into my own announcement of our new Human Seeking Human episode, where I talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Because now I have a co-host on there.
Okay, yeah, that is a bigger announcement. You're right.
Her name is Liz. I can actually say her name now.
Your new co-host.
Yeah, I treated it like she was like some secret agent or something and kept it a weird secret until now, but anyway, that episode came
out
yesterday.
I should have just
so this is more important,
kept my mouth shut. I really should have just let you have your moment. I don't know why I'm trying to overshadow you over
I'm
here.
I'm sick of it, honestly.
I know, no wonder you complain to your friends a lot. So go listen to Human Seeking Human. Very exciting stuff. There's nothing I can send people to do. Go look at my Instagram photo.
Go look at her
Instagram photo
and watch that video. It's actually really, really good. Well done.
I appreciate that. It was in the haze of my Gatorade drunkenness that I made that.
Go look her up on YouTube. That's there. Instagram. Xteen Schieffer is her name.
Thank you, Alex, and I appreciate
that. You're welcome. Should we do our episode?
Yeah, let's just go into the episode now. I guess you start. I'm gonna drink my Gatorade over here and
begin. Plant stuff. Here is a review of Sunset Boulevard Nursery in Los Angeles. This is by Edward. 1 star. Poor customer service. I walked around for 10 to 15 minutes looking for an item to treat my plants. Not one time did the 5 to 6 employees sitting on the inside ask if I needed help until one of the bottle's lid popped off and splashed in my face. Then I got assistance from the worker. I asked him who was the manager because I had not received any assistance, nor has anyone asked me if I needed help. Instead of helping me, the worker proceeded to say if I wasn't on the phone, I would be assisted. End of review.
I'm just picturing a guy with like some sort of fertilizer all over his face, like talking to a mop, like, who's the manager?
It exploded on me.
Also, I just wish I could see be a fly on the wall of this garden center where these 5 employees are sitting around and they're like, nobody wants to help the guy. They're ignoring him. And then he, like, somehow to get attention, I assume, like, dumps liquid all in his head. And they're like, all right, which one of us has to get up now? One of us has to go talk to him.
Before he does it again, waste more product.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble.
I do like this, though, especially because he walks in on the phone. He's on the phone. That's
probably complaining about. Wait, who got to be on the phone and hear this happen?
Exactly.
The explosion of the liquid fertilizer. I don't know what is liquid at a garden center.
I don't probably nothing that should be on your face.
That should be skin
that's
safe.
That's my view.
Most likely not. No.
But yeah, I did not. Yeah. What? When I'm on the phone in a store, that's a sign. Like, don't leave me alone. Do not interrupt my phone call. And they don't. People don't, because why? That's so. That would be
little known fact. That is probably not little known, but it probably very well known about me is that sometimes I pretend to be on the phone so that people don't talk to me.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I'm too awkward for
it. You can't win with this guy. Like, he probably would have left a 1-star review if they interrupted his phone call to help.
He was probably talk to text writing his Yelp review.
True.
That's probably why he was on the phone.
True.
Oh my goodness. I just love everything about this Three Stooges situation that seems to have happened in this.
I do wish I could have seen it. You're right.
I bet it was pretty entertaining. It's nothing's funnier than an angry person who something ridiculous happens to them. Like,
what does that remind you of?
Dad?
What's that movie?
Sorry, never mind. Take that out.
No, that movie Big Fat Liar. And like Paul Giamatti gets like blue all over his face.
Oh yeah.
Big Fat Liar.
Oh, with
Frankie Muniz.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Amanda
when
Bynes.
Something, yeah, when something like comical, like
Sandra O's in that? What?
This is a really odd assortment of characters. When something slapstick happens to somebody who's very angry, there's something very amusing about that. Just like break the tension, you know? Okay. So I have an email here from Kira. By the way, so many people emailed in for this theme, which I was surprised by because it just doesn't seem something like people would have a personal connection to.
Yeah. No, you're right. No,
people
I agree.
Were into it.
People were very into this.
Which... Maybe it's because we gave them 11 themes to choose from. But Kira wrote in, she, her, thank you, Kira, and wrote a nice email. And this is a review of Terra Waterdown, which is, I guess, a nursery in Ontario. This is a 1-star review by Ray. They have finally done it. They have turned my wife and I off as they priced themselves way out of our league. Maybe they're trying to make up for the lack of customers because of COVID-19, but we can't afford to overpay anymore. If you're rich and you don't care to overpay for their products, they will love you. ? End of review. And
they're finally turned off. Wow.
I just love they've finally done it. Mm. They went up scent by scent.
My wife have been turned on this whole time. And we finally get up to this store and we're turned off. Our doctor couldn't help us.
There's nothing more we could do. We tried dumping fertilizer on her and it still didn't work. I do love that like they finally did it. Like it's been a mission for all these years.
That's right.
Every scent that they increased prices, they were like waiting with bated breath. Then Ray walked in and they were like, damn it. Still haven't done it. One of these days, the formula will be correct and we'll never see Ray again.
Pricing formula, just turn off this couple.
They get so turned on, it makes everyone else uncomfortable. It's about time we figure out a way to get them out of here.
It's about time. And their first thought was, are they rich? No.
What's their price point? What's their budget for petunias? You know?
Okay, but this next one is of Midtown Garden Center in Miami, Florida. 1-star review by Roger. This is not a Roger review. Let me change that name.
I was already picturing Roger in my head, so I'm glad you're changing
it. I'm like, which review is this? Let's go with a Riley. This is a Riley.
Okay.
No, because I like, there are Rileys that I know that I like. This not, okay, this is a bad Riley. Here we go. 1-star review.
Is a Riley
spelled, I'm like, shit.
Is a Riley spelled R-Y-L-E-I-G-H with an accent somewhere?
With an accent, yes. Okay. Came in with the full intention to buy a really cute succulent. Their plants are adorable and have a vast selection. I just so happened to have gone with my cousin, and as it was the first time I've ever gone, I had my camera and decided to take shots of the plants and my cousin. Nothing serious. We had a Karen staring at us and making us feel totally uncomfortable to then finally get her employee to tell us that they charge for photo shoots. We politely understood and left as their Karen kept watching us from a distance. Awkward experience, and we'll never go back. Make sure to leave your iPhone in the car because photos are illegal, clearly. End of review.
Oh my god.
When you say that you're feeling uncomfortable, like someone has to ask someone to tell you to stop because they're uncomfortable with what you're doing, and then your response is, ugh, they're making me uncomfortable by looking at me doing this thing that's I shouldn't be doing.
It's very illegal activity. I'm a little confused, okay? Because they said, did they or did they not say they took their camera?
Yeah, I had my camera, which means that it wasn't just
their
phone.
It implies it's not an iPhone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So at the end, when they try to minimize the impact of what they did by saying, don't bring your iPhone, that's misleading because I'm sure many people, in fact, probably most people have their iPhones or a similar product when they're in the store. And Karen's probably not shooing them out, but
Yeah, so if you go in with a camera and you're literally taking photos of each other. That implies you have
a professional camera. Like because nowadays it's not just like a handheld digital Sony. It's like a real camera.
They literally say they charge for photo shoots. So they probably have people all the time. This is Miami. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know Miami. Lots
of, you know, I do. I mean, it's like kind of where I thrive.
It's where you went to prom and had your photo shoot. I don't know why that came to mind.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I had some... In Cincinnati, I knew someone who invited me to a prom in Miami. Yep.
It's possible. Actually, it's not.
Is it?
It's not. I just am so... I think it's so sus that they say, don't bring your iPhone. But then they all very clearly said they brought their camera and were taking photos of their cousin.
Yeah.
You big fat liar. Isn't that the movie?
Paul Giamatti.
Look at me go.
Not to harp on this one too much. I know we're like going all over like with this one, but... I came in with the full intention to buy a really cute succulent. Like, I was about to spend $6.
That's a good point.
On a cute, really cute succulent.
That I don't ever have to water. Okay. I'm amazed, by the way, at how many people talking about garden centers or nurseries bragged about how much money they spent there or were planning to spend there. Yeah. I don't know if you encounter that, but often. Almost every negative review is like, and I was going to spend $103. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Okay. So this is a review sent in by Julia, she, her, thank you, who's the one who suggested Botanic Panic.
Okay.
And also said, if you're vaccinated, which we are, she could say, hi, Fies, guys, Mod Squad, or J&J Bays.
Excuse me?
Well, listen, Julia likes rhymes.
I want the Pfizer one. What was it?
Fies, guys.
Oh, that's me.
I like that. Me too. So she also sent in a review of Star Nursery in Las Vegas. This is a one-star review by Dawn. I bought a apricot tree and it died within 3 months due high heat. The staff at Star Nursery said their return period is 39 days. That's a bullshit. That's a bullshit. I will never buy from you, period. End of review. There are a few things that stuck out to me here. The tree died within 3 months. It's your fault, okay? If it dies within 3 months due to high heat.
I totally agree. If you're saying like it died the next day, I'd be like, okay, I don't know much about plants, but I don't think it should do that.
Yeah.
But if you had something for 3 months and then it died, like...
Well, and he even said it died of high heat.
Yeah, so maybe heat it. I don't know how plants
work. Stop putting it on the heater and maybe it'll survive next time. Also, love that their return period is 39 days, which means that the person probably sat there with the calendar going, how many days has it been? True. Yesterday was actually the cutoff because we have a policy, 39 days, no more, no less.
The people who had the fucking return policies wrong or the complaining about the return policies, I'm like...
On live plants.
I couldn't... Exactly. Like, what do you expect them to do? Like, no matter what... You know how much money they would lose if they just gave you a new plant every time yours died?
Every person who killed a plant,
holy shit,
aka me, brought in a plant, I would be living large if I got a replacement every time I killed a plant.
Exactly.
Also,
I'd have a never-ending supply because I just keep killing them within the time period.
And honestly, it's kind of sad. So I feel like they would be responsible for just like this mass murder of all these little plants if they just kept giving them away to people who were clearly, like me, who are clearly irresponsible.
They'd be complicit, you're right.
They'd be complicit.
Yeah, agreed.
So they just need to keep charging me and I will just keep paying them. And so the circle goes.
The circle of plant death. Let's let that continue. Here's a review of Mimo Garden Center, M-I-M-O. It's in Miami, so that's why I said my. Oh. Before you ask, so Miami, Florida is again.
I wasn't going to ask, I was just going to correct you, but I'm glad that
This is one star by Winnie. My boyfriend recommended this spot that was nearby where we currently live. Yesterday, I came to this location and had a lady help me out with what I needed. She's was nice, and I went ahead and gave her 20% of a tip as a nice gesture. I come in today because the plants I got were too big for the project I'm currently working on, so I wanted her recommendation of what I could do. I came with my partner, and let's just say we had terrible feedback. She made us feel extremely uncomfortable for even coming to ask for help. We explained the situation and she said, "We don't do any returns or exchanges." Mind you, it had been not even one day, and the plants were in perfect condition, untouched. She proceeded to say, I can separate the plants and put them on smaller plants, but this is a favor, I'm doing it. No one else would do it for you. I leave at 3 p.m., so I can do it for you. She was so bothered to do such a small favor that took more than 3 minutes to put on a smaller pot. So unfortunate to know that their employees don't practice good customer service. This was the first and last time I will be coming to this place. There are many other great locations where the staff enjoys helping all customers that walk in and are happy to help. Extremely disappointed. End of review.
Was she making a diorama?
Yeah, I don't know. I know this seemed very unclear, but I'm going to try to break it down for us.
Okay.
So Winnie comes in, mm-hmm. buys a plant for a project. Gave a nice tip, which apparently means you're allowed any whatever you want after that.
To be clear, is it a tip or is it like a, hey, wear sunscreen? Like,
so 20%
okay,
of the tip.
Okay, so a monetary tip.
So, well, maybe it was only 20% of an actual worded tip.
Like
where
a
they
parable
would say,
that she forgot the
yeah,
last half.
Yeah, and they
of.
Forgot 80% of it. So they just gave
who
a bit and said, oh, you figure out the rest. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then... Problem is, the plants were too big for the project.
The diorama.
Whatever, yes, for the diorama.
Okay, got it.
And because they don't have a return policy or anything, they said, we can't take these back. And so Winnie's like, well, they're perfect, exactly how I bought them yesterday, so therefore you should take them back, but whatever.
Also, I gave you a tip, which I don't think is a thing that you do at a home garden center.
I saw it in multiple reviews
really?
That people gave
okay,
tips.
Okay, maybe I'm just the ignorant
so,
one.
So, yeah, we got to go back and tip some people, I think.
I think I had the wrong high school job if I didn't that know that true? You could get tipped at a garden center.
Yeah, you don't know enough. You would, Christina,
oh, I
talk
would
about
be,
being complicit.
Talk about killing all yeah. the plants. You're right. I would be,
that place
I would be
would go
tipping
out of business.
The business repaying them for all the damage I'd done.
So then the employee offered to take their own time to for free separate the plant, I think, or into different pots. So they worded it super wrong.
Repot
it into smaller pots and inform them this is a favor. I'm doing this out of the kindness of my heart, probably because of the tip or something, or because they didn't
or
want.
Or because I really want your diorama to win first place in the science fair. These are a world of their own.
Yeah, plant people suck sometimes. Okay, there are probably so many very positive ones, but the negatives were so exhausting. Why?
They are. They're weirdly exhausting and weirdly, I hate this word, braggadocious.
Yes.
And just that's the only word that comes to mind.
And I'd say get a hobby instead of writing these reviews, but that literally is about their hobbies.
Your hobby, exactly. Okay, so I have a review here. It's just by Google user. It was sent in by Amanda, and it's of Mission Hills Nursery in San Diego, California. This place, BTW, has great reviews from what I can tell, except Google user, who's a local guide with 146 reviews, did not appreciate this place. I never went here, so appeal only applies. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay.
Peel? APPEAL?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never went here, so appeal only applies. Who of all of you... Wait, hold on. Who of all you...
This is going to be a cast... who casts the first stone?
Who among you...
is without sin...
Who among ye is... Yeah, it sounds like a... Oh my god, that's the rest of the parable.
That's 80% Shit. We were missing.
Oh, okay. Now it all makes sense. Now the diorama. A plus. Who of all you wants to buy from a nursery? By the way, when I make that... It's a quote.
Yes.
Quote unquote.
I see. You're telling them because I can see you doing it.
I'm telling you, but actually I'm telling them. I'm just staring at you. Okay. Who of all you wants to buy from a nursery that has been visited by chickens? A nursery that has literally been attacked by at least one chicken eating one of the plants.
I was like edge of my seat.
At least
how many
chickens?
At least a single chicken went in and attacked.
Also, I love that it doesn't say O-N-E. It says at least one digit. I don't know why it's funnier that way, but it's yes. just the numeral one. All consumers are warned in advance to fully inspect their selected plant before final selection and actual purchase. End of review. Keep in mind, this person's never been there.
Yeah, wow. Was there a news article about local chicken attacks local nursery? What?
At least one chicken has ravaged at least one plant. Amanda wrote in the email that this place is known for having like chickens on the property.
Okay.
Who are apparently, it's a good thing. They help fertilize the plants. It's organic, whatever. Like she said, it's part of what they do. It's not like this, you know, rabid chicken appeared and destroyed the place. It's like part of their aesthetic, part of their, I'm sure they don't say aesthetic, but part of their, I don't know, business. It's part of it. So
it probably also is part of the aesthetic.
Also the aesthetic. It is San Diego.
Yeah, so. I was going to say it sounds about right.
But so this Google user has never been there, would like to warn all consumers.
Warning everyone.
Who of all you wants to buy a plant ravaged by chickens? And it's just weird because you're like, this plant was attacked. One plant has been has literally, by the way, been attacked, which you haven't even been there. How do you know that? You're right. It would only be like if it were in the Yahoo News page 8 or something of the Yahoo News.
It's like what kind of freaking like Google alerts do they have set up to get news like this?
It's just the phrase at least one chicken, but they missed a lot of it because they wrote one as a digit instead of like the word.
Most journalists wouldn't do that.
No, it's not AP format. Just saying.
Love that. Okay, I have another one from MyMo Garden Center. This is by Paul. I'm going to read this in chronologically because there was an update after an owner response. So I'll read original review, owner response, then the final update by
Love
Paul.
Love a saga.
Yes. So this is a one-star saga. Here's the original review from December 2020. Mixed feelings about this place. Live nearby, walking distance. And while I like supporting local, I also expect a level of customer-centric behaviors I wouldn't get at Home Depot at half the cost. Two specific comments. At premium pricing already, passing on a credit card fee is just awful. So petty. Didn't even realize until I looked at the receipt. Come on, guys, who does that? Second, the refund replace policy needs a review. You're selling plants. Some won't work out. Again, take a customer-first approach to how you deal with it. I genuinely want this place to succeed, but management needs a bit of a refresher on what makes for a great customer experience, aside from just a pretty storefront. And it is a nice little setup they have. End of review.
Oh, boy.
Super condescending.
Yes.
Super
arrogant.
Yes. Not nice. I did not like it. Here is the owner's response. Mike. Oh. What did I say? Oh, yeah.
What a dick. You got his name wrong.
Paul. Paul, first off, I feel for you. Hold on. So this was December 2020. This is so bad. Paul, first off, I feel for you if you have to spend your New Year's Eve evening leaving reviews like this.
Paul, are you okay? That
was pretty harsh. We are not Home Depot, and I'm not going to get into the multiple things that differentiate us from them, aside from the fact that we actually care about our product and customers. But at the same token, we are not Home Depot. We are a small business and cannot even compare to the monster-sized company that is Home Depot. So if you want to put us at that level, I'd say go to Home Depot. They can afford to guarantee their plants. Regarding the credit card fee, pay closer attention to your receipts moving forward. Everyone is doing it, especially small businesses. We, unlike Home Depot, work hard at handpicking as much of our plant material as we can to find the best product for our customers. We pour love and sweat into what we do because we care about it, and I believe that shows. So, in conclusion, please have yourself a very happy new year, and feel free to come back, but leave the petty remarks in 2020, or you can also go to Home Depot, smiley face. End of response.
Oh my god. This is why I hate when people send me smiley faces, because it always rings to me like they're judging me.
Oh, yeah.
And I probably deserve it.
Yeah.
Wow. New Year's Eve, Paul. what did he have to say about that?
Here's an update. Uh-huh. January 2021.
Oh, no. Is it January 1st?
It doesn't say. From 3 stars. Left a very fair / trying to be helpful review to 1 star.
More like Home Depot? That's not helpful.
It was not helpful at all.
No, this
was,
it wasn't.
It was not nice. It was rude and it was not helpful. Like telling someone, like, get rid of your credit card fees.
By the way, that is really standard in said small businesses.
And also,
for someone who claims to be so supportive of small business.
And then here we go. A business owner should never attack a customer. Okay. Or try to get personal. Makes you look very condescending. While in the same breath saying she values customers. I wish this place best of luck, but I guess I'll stick with Summer Day Nursery and, yes, Home Depot on occasion, but thanks for making me feel bad about that, haha. End of review. Like, so you do feel bad about it, and yet you're still going to go. Okay.
I mean, they didn't even make you feel bad. They just said, like, if that's what you want, go to Home Depot.
True.
They didn't say you're a dick for going to Home Depot.
Laid out the facts. Like, hello, they are a huge corporation. Yeah.
And also, the person, the owner response even said, hey, they can afford to guarantee their plants. So, okay, yeah, if that's what you want,
exactly,
go to Home Depot.
They can afford it.
So if you are feeling guilty, my friend, maybe you should look inward, my friend. Oh. Maybe you should, on New Year's Eve, take a journal, write a little something. I mean, wow. Do some reflection. I mean,
they did some writing on New Year's Eve.
They did, yeah.
Not the nicest.
No, not really the nicest, nor the most introspective, but, you know, what can you do? Mike, I mean, Paul.
You can be better, Paul.
Paul. Try. So this is an email from Aaron, who wrote, hi, ex-sibs, which sounds a little bit like we're former siblings, but it's the letter X. Aaron sent two reviews, and it's of a place called, oh, geez, P-H-E-L-A-N, Phelan? Phelan? None of it sounds right. I should have looked that up.
Phelan.
Duh. Okay, that's like the only sensible one. Feeling sounds right.
Okay,
let's go with that.
Feeling.
So, Aaron sent two reviews of Feeling Gardens in Colorado Springs. Here's one by Tex-Mex. 1 star. I was outside looking for a tree when an extremely rude and sarcastic employee with multicolored hair told me I had to wear a mask outside. I used to get all of my trees here, but I will no longer be supporting a business that tells me I have to wear a mask outside. And then I see the same employee telling someone else that they need to wear a mask outside as well. This other person was expressing that they have a medical condition and can't wear a mask. The employee said, we all need to wear masks to protect each other. Since when have you cared about protecting me? I'm so sick of business owners telling me we're trying to protect you by enforcing masks. You could have cared less about me before this whole plant-demic started.
Is that plant with a T?
Plant. Which...
So blaming the... maybe the nurseries are at fault? The plant nurseries?
Now I'm loving this from plant-demic to plant-demic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's evolved.
It's the garden center's fault now. Before this whole plant-demic started. Anyways, he then said, well, you can leave if you're not going to wear a mask out here. So I gladly left. And to top it off, you have the audacity to fly an American flag in front of your business? Yep, this is America, home of the free? End of review.
What the fuck? Wow. The most un-American thing you can do is not care about the health and safety of your fellow Americans.
Sounds pretty American to me.
Well, okay, at this rate, you're right. No, but... And yes, outside, yes. If you're on their property, if you're shopping among other customers and employees and being close to them... Yes, even if the risk is smaller when you're outside, it doesn't mean you should take the mask off.
Yeah, because I was at a garden center, as you know, with Francisco recently, and we were outside looking at plants, and it was tight mm-hmm. quarters walking through those trees and plants with other people with shopping carts. Like, you're not out in the wilderness; you're still in a
yeah. And also, it's plant-demic, so it must come from plants. So
it's plant-demic, which means there are some deeper things to worry about than we all thought. So I also love there's the classic, like, oh, they were telling someone else who had a medical condition to wear a mask. That's how bad it was.
At first I was like, yeah, they're being consistent. Why are you upset about it? Oh, because they're doing the whole medical exemption mm-hmm, bullshit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I was like, wouldn't you complain if, like, I expected to hear, oh, but I saw someone else not wearing a mask and they didn't get asked
right,
to leave.
Right, that would be worthy of, like, irritation.
Instead, I'm like, oh, this is a positive thing because the employee is now being consistent, asking someone else to do the same thing. Good for them.
It's not just me they're targeting, this multicolored hair individual.
This multicolored, yeah, that's enough.
Francisco just texted me.
Boomer fucking review.
Geo made doggy friend, and then emoji of a exclamation point, and then wrote, I repeat, he and an Australian shepherd became friends.
So, cute.
Update. Pup date.
Pup date, everybody.
Can I read another review from there?
Please.
Because they're related, I believe.
Is it the exempt person?
It literally might be. I was going to say their reviews are related not to people, but now that I think about it, it's entirely possible that both are related. This is a review by Paula, 1 star. I was so excited to look at this place until it wasn't an exciting experience anymore. We were approached outside and told we had to wear a mask outside. I find it absurd that we are required to wear a mask while outside. I enjoy the freedom of breathing fresh air. As I was leaving, I saw a gentleman on a ladder without a mask, so I questioned why he didn't have to wear one, and he was inside the store. They said that the management was okay with him not wearing one. This place sure does have some awful double standards and employees, especially the male that has unnatural colored hair. He is loud and rude. I highly recommend taking your business elsewhere. I refuse to support a business that doesn't allow its customers to breath the God-given fresh air.
Yikes.
I had planned on spending a decent amount of money here. Their loss.
No,
definitely their loss,
I don't know.
Paula, I'm sure that they're mourning.
I think they gained quite a bit from you no longer being on the premises.
Yeah, you can tell yourself they're having a funeral, but for your customer.
The thing is, like, what more can you say about this? Like, they're just, it's just so, at this rate,
these people are just never going to be. No, these are just becoming cliche at this point. If they were not flying an American flag, they'd find a reason to be mad that they're not flying an American flag, but they are flying an American flag, but they don't deserve to be flying an American flag. It's like, wow, we really have a lot of high and confusing standards, don't we? Yeah, so that's that. You know, the maskeries are getting just, you know, to kind of all blend together, but if I worked in retail, if I ever have another retail job, I will not be coloring my hair any sort of specific color or wearing any sort of tattoo showing. Like, I will be so nondescript because I am not about to be targeted on Yelp.
Literally targeted by these freaking...
Scary.
It's scary. It's scary, these people.
I feel like I know this guy, this multicolored hair guy.
I know.
He's loud. He has his priorities in the right place.
He's gorgeous
he's
and
science-minded.
Amazing.
Science-minded.
Are you talking about me, by the way? Because I have different colored hair.
You're talking about you,
if that's
what you're asking.
Yeah. That does remind me of something else I saw on the internet that's kind of relevant.
What?
The whole flag thing. So it's an IKEA. So IKEA, some years ago, I don't know when this was, they had a post on Facebook and it said, hey, Jacksonville, we can't wait to open our doors to you and your family, because they had the IKEA Jacksonville opening up that year. And someone commented, in the picture, they had the American flag, the Swedish flag, and the IKEA building in the background.
You say the IKEA flag, I was like, what is that?
And then someone commented, the American flag is supposed to be flown higher than any other country's flag here. And IKEA replied and said, our flags are flown according to the United States Code. G. When flags of two or more nations are displayed, they are to be flown from separate staffs of the same height. The flags should be of approximately equal size. International usage forbids the display of the flag of one nation above that of another nation in time of peace. Title 4, United States Code, Chapter 1, Section 7, Position and Manner of Display, Subpoint G.
What?
End of response.
Can you imagine being that one employee who's like, I've been waiting for this moment.
Right.
I've been waiting to... I was the flag code guy, and I never get any recognition. Now is my time to shine, baby.
I found this through, like, because I had remembered it, but then it was on Reddit posted by EdenBlade47. Then top comment said, they probably get that comment regularly, judging from how comprehensive the answer was. Because truly, like, I feel like every IKEA has the same... flag thing with the Swedish flag and the American flag.
Yeah. I mean, find something better to complain about, people. Jeez. Okay. Oh, I think it's your turn.
Oh, yes, it is. My next one is of Abel Nursery and Landscape in Bloomington, Indiana. This is by Kyle, 1 star. Terrible service, and I couldn't believe the junk they were trying to sell me. Paid $100 for a tree and went to pick it up, and the little snotty blonde girl at the desk was no help when I tried to come up with an alternative. They brought this tree out that had busted limbs all over and was roped up like some 3-year-old was working there. I asked the guy for a different tree and he said that was not possible. In a 1,000-acre nursery! I asked to pay more for a larger tree, and the little girl at the counter couldn't figure out how to add the price on in the system.
She's 3 years
old.
She's
3 years old, Rep.
Duh. What do you expect from a 3-year-old? Jeez.
So at first she said no, until I said, just make it a refund. Then the larger tree was for sale again, and I could pay cash if I wanted. Then the guy tells me all those trees are sold out after they already said we could have one. I could see hundreds of them. That was all I could stand, so I told him just give me my money back and forget the whole deal. The snotty little blonde girl at the desk said she would put it back on my card, which still has not showed up yet. Whoever owns or operates Abel's Nursery should clean house on your employees, or I don't know, maybe that was you. Regardless, your business practices are terrible, and I'll make sure and flood social media with terrible reviews. And also, if I don't see that money back in my account, it will cost your business more than just the $100. Thanks for nothing. End of review.
It will cost me a call to Amex, who will then remove the car charge, and that's about as far as I can go.
Then I'm going to move on.
But then I'm going to forget about it and find another snotty-nosed brat to complain about.
Fucking wild.
First of all, I don't know what the hell even happened here.
Neither do I, okay. To be totally honest. They bought a tree, but they weren't happy with it, so they wanted a refund. They got their refund, but it hasn't come in yet. But then they're like, I want a different tree. And they're like, well, those are all sold out. Well, and they're like, but there are hundreds of them. How could they all be sold out? The guy's
saying, they're like, nope, there's none back. Don't look back here. Don't look
behind me.
There's none back there.
Like, 1,000-acre nursery, and they're all sold out, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah.
It sounds like an exhausting life to lead, you know?
Just being upset at everything, yeah.
Man. Just buy a tree or don't, and just live your life. You know what I mean?
Live your life.
Just you do you with who you want to do you with, you know?
So true. Amen.
I forget like where I heard that, but it's always sounded wise, pretty wise, wise man, to
that's
me.
For sure.
Multicolored hair, I think. Okay. So all I have left are redemptions.
Okay. I've got one more bad one, one more redemption.
Okay. So the first redemption I have isn't really that
positive.
It's
one of those redemptions. Yeah.
This was sent in by Finn. He uses they, them pronouns. Thank you, Finn. And it's actually of a farm supply store. And I think this wasn't meant to be sent in specifically for the theme.
Oh, okay.
But it just happened to kind of fit.
I like it.
So it's more of a farm supply store than a garden center, but I figure with all the topics we threw in.
I mean, we haven't done anything but like plant nurseries, so
that's true, so I'll mix it up a bit.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, this is a review by Mark. It's a 5-star review of D&B Supply,
Dave and Buster's
farm supplies for their rural locations, I guess. River is helpful and friendly. The other woman stocking the chicken seeds was too pretty to look at for long without seeming obvious. The forgettable one who wears her mask on her chin isn't trying to learn about the things and stuff. And
that would seem really creepy.
Yeah. I'm the forgettable one, in case anybody forgot my new plan to never wear anything specific or descriptive ever.
Yikes.
I want to be the forgettable one, actually, is what it's called, which is
my God.
Kind of the weirdly rudest thing you can say about a person.
Yeah. Why would you do this?
Why would you even bring them up?
Why is this a thing that's happening?
So the one woman was too pretty to look at for long, because you're seeming, if the person's staring at someone who they think is attractive feels like it's too obvious, it is far too obvious. Like if the person staring is like, I can tell this is going on too long. Yeah, this person's already very uncomfortable, I imagine. And then the forgettable one isn't trying to learn about the things and stuff.
Yeah, can you imagine not trying to learn about the things and
stuff? Can you imagine how forgettable you must be that even the things you're trying to learn about like aren't even
things
rememberable?
Anyone knows about.
And then there was a response from owner.
Oh, no.
D&B Supply. Thank you, Mark, for shopping with us. Very much appreciated.
Excuse me?
End of response. I'd be like, boss? Boss man, boss lady, boss person, I quit.
Yeah.
Like if somebody insults everybody who works there.
And then the owner's like, thanks so much.
We love your business.
Please come back.
We want to see you. We miss you already.
We miss you so much.
You haven't stared long enough. It wasn't obvious enough.
Oh, no. My next one, this is from Erica, she, her, who used what I think is going to be our title. Nurseries, plants, garden center, seeds, and seeds, germination, Etsy, plant sellers, plant sales.
Etsy.
Here we go. This is a review of Gullo's Garden Center, which is a place in Hamburg, New York.
Gullo Island.
This one's quite the journey. So here we go. This is a review by Life's Good.
Uh-oh.
one star. Oh, no. Just have that in the back of your head this whole time. You will at some point forget that this person goes by Life's Good on the
this
internet.
This is one of the rare times I'm assuming you're not making up a name. No. You're actually using the name.
This is very relevant because it makes no sense. Here we go. And there's a lot of caps.
Okay,
and I'm going to try to make it clear when it's caps. There's
I'm sure
a lot
I'll
of
follow.
Avoid this place at all costs. They do not back their merchandise, and less is rude and arrogant. I bought a lavender plant that was not quite 2 weeks old. I watered it every day, twice a day. I am not a novice gardener. My entire yard is plants and trees. No grass.
Sorry. Can you imagine being the neighbor and like, oh my God, what is wrong with their lawn? There's no grass. It's just lavender and like, I don't know.
But like a bunch of like dirt spots. Like it's not even like all covered. It's like dirt. Like
shit,
a single
a
like
blade
really
of grass.
Tree
Pull
that's
it.
Like dying. And then
they just weed all the grass.
I've spent about $400, have all receipts to prove it, in the past 2 months, and all my other plants are thriving, other than the roses I bought there that came home with me that had black spot, but as I said, I'm no novice, so I wasn't afraid of it, even though they were still selling them at full price. And not planted yet. Had back surgery, and help is coming this weekend.
What?
I don't know. I know.
Oh, it's the Percocet.
Oh, it's honestly though.
I think it might
be
the pain meds. Fuck. But also, like, wait, what happened to the lavender?
I don't know, Christina. Oh, okay. I don't know. I guess we might find out.
I don't
know
anything
remember
about
any
lavender,
of this.
But two times a day, every day, sounds like a lot of water. But again, maybe that's correct behavior. I don't know.
All I wanted was a replacement. No money. On top of it, I was about to spend at least $103.99, what was in my buggy as my husband went to get a new lavender, but then came out to tell me about Les and his behavior issues. My husband said they don't need our business and need to go out of business. Bottom line, don't bother with this place. Your money is better spent at Gardenville Bloom. They have top quality plants and a lot of unique stuff, much better prices, and they stand behind their products. As for Brian, he's excellent and knows his plants and what he's talking about. This Les is just a lazy old man looking to collect a check. This man lost a lot of money over a $10...
$103.99!
I actually read a press release from Gullo's, and they said, we're going out of business. We are $103.99 short of what we needed to pay our rent.
Yeah, that was on Yahoo News page 8.
Page 8 of Yahoo.
That's what I thought. I've seen that. That's so sad, actually. Poor Les is really, like,
devastating. I will be spreading this message via internet as well as word of mouth.
Not via internet!
Of all places.
No!
To any and all who are will to listen. I will do everything in my power to get the word out so people don't get ripped off and we can get businesses like Gullo's to dry up so that the places like Gardenville Bloom keep up with the public needs and care about what people want and spend their hard-earned money on, not just sitting around waiting to collect a check. Les needs to be put out to pasture and... So
I just laughed too hard. Wait, what?
Yeah, this is like getting, it gets so personal.
Oh my God, is that her backyard? Is yes. that what she means by there's no grass, it's just mounds of dirt?
Uh-oh.
Where she puts people to pasture,
Les,
wink wink?
Stay away.
Fuck.
Les needs to be put out to pasture and make room for those who care about the customer. I really hope his $10 was worth all the money he lost out on today. Anyone wants to see my receipts to prove what I spent at this place, feel free to contact me. I'll be happy to provide them to show just what a fool Les really is. I'm now making it my life's mission to put him in the unemployment line for
Christina. Oh my god, this can't be real.
Forget about threats, old man.
Forget about putting you in the backyard. In the dark of night. Forget about me shoveling dirt over your cold, dead body.
Forget about threats, old man. Worry about your business now. I've never had to return a plant like this before, and I could see it if I were in there trying to do so a lot or even more than one. But for you to treat us that badly and act so arrogant? No way. I will now commit to make sure people are aware of your rude, arrogant behavior and that as much business is redirected elsewhere, be it family, friend, or stranger. Count on it! End of review.
I think it's really telling that she said friend instead of friends.
Yep.
My friend is not going there anymore. His name is my husband, and he's not going there because of Les's behavior problems. That's in her.
Put him out to pasture.
What on? Why? Why is this her life goal?
I don't know.
Get a hobby. No, you have a hobby. Do your hobby.
Do your hobby. And leave Les alone. Like, this is so threatening and it's so scary. Personal and so scary.
And, like, uses their name. Yes. I kind of wish I could meet this person so I could be, like, so I could, like, say something, like, vaguely insulting about her gardening skills and see what happens. Because I feel like she's ready to blow any moment.
Oh, my God. No, this was unhinged. This review was quite unhinged.
But what happens if you make this your life's mission? Like, she's clearly very legitimately angry.
Yeah.
And then nothing happens because nobody cares. Like, does she just refresh her Yahoo inbox waiting for somebody to say, I'd like proofs of your receipts? What does she do? What? No one's going to respond. And then what? Going to fester and die? Or is she just going to, like, find a new hobby, a new anger?
Yeah, Christina, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Why am I so concerned?
All of this energy, I bet all of this energy, though, will go on to move on to another small business. Like, if no one cares about the flower thing, then they'll find like a new Life's Good. Remember, that's the name of the reviewer.
Life's Good.
I know it was easy to forget. Life's Good will find another small business to try to ruin.
I do love that she really thinks Les and his $10 are out to get her, and that he's really concerned about that at least $103.99.
Entitlement. I hate that. And we have, obviously we get it so much, but when people say, oh, well, you lost out on so much money because you wouldn't give me 10 free. It's like, why would they give you, like, hand you a $10 bill so you'll spend $104? It, like, yeah, if they have buy $100 worth. Exactly.
Ah,
is right.
Gosh.
Real monsters writing Yelp reviews.
Ah, real Karens. Wow, that's cool.
Okay.
I kind of just hated that a lot, and I have an actual headache from it.
It was long and painful.
So my final redemption, which you'll be pleased to hear is a real redemption, is from Flanfo.
Oh, hi, Flanfo.
Is that how you say that?
Yeah. Well, that's how I say it, but yes.
Flanfo and Sadberry.
Sadberry, of course.
Okay, sure, of course. Who says...
They're members of the Hog Pen, if anyone's curious. My Hog Pen on twitch.tv.
Not anyone else's Hog Pen. No. His Hog Pen, to be clear.
No.
While looking up planting instructions for my packet of Thai sweet basil seeds, I found this amazing 5-star review. This is a review by Ari called Green Curried Socks. Yes, I am such a fan of Thai green curry. I would eat green curried anything, maybe even green curried socks. If provided in a pair. We all know how annoying a single curried sock can be.
So these are reviews of seeds, am I right? Yes. Okay, just wanted, like, I needed to take a moment.
Of Thai sweet basil seeds.
Oh my God.
Green curry makes everything better. But there's a note that I noticed missing in my own cooking when I tried to replicate my favorite dish at home. What's missing? It was a great excuse to go back to the restaurant again and, in these viral times, get more carryout for scientific research. I discovered the missing ingredient is this, Thai basil. With its notes of clove and anise, it's much different than Italian or sweet basil, and unavailable at my local grocery. One packet is enough for successive sowings even for the most rabid Thai cuisine fan, but I have found that this herb dries fairly well, it thrives in a Phoenix sun, even in a limited area, and even the flower buds are delicious in my dishes. This really does sound like a green eggs and ham ripoff at this point. Green curry socks. And the flower buds are delicious in my dishes. I have not yet served or eaten green curried socks, but I don't doubt that Thai basil can only improve such a totally tempting idea.
Oh no.
Smiley face. End of review.
Hey, you know what? They're not wrong. I think it would improve it. Would it make it from inedible to edible? No.
Yeah. Improve is an extremely relative term in this case. Why socks?
I
really committed to this idea of socks. I don't know.
I think that someone did that. Like, someone said, because I've seen people eat things.
What?
Like, on the internet, they'll say, like, if this happens, I'll eat my socks. Or if this happens, I'll eat my hat.
Yeah.
And so they'll actually prepare it and cook it.
Wait, for real?
Yes. And people, do not do that. You're not supposed to put
It's an idiom.
Socks into your body.
You don't actually kill two birds with a stone, please.
No, do not.
Or eat a sock or eat a hat.
Exactly.
Just don't do
feed
it.
Feed two birds with one seed. Also, maybe don't do that because they could use more than one seed. Give them their own seed.
Also, then they'll have maybe some inappropriate mouth touching.
Oh, we can't have that with our birds.
Not without consent.
Oh,
just
no,
saying.
So true. So true. Yeah.
You don't need a Lady in the Tramp bird style, you know.
No, I kind of want to see it now, though.
Okay, you can follow the idiom of your choice, okay, but I'm just going to not.
Regardless, just don't put socks in your system. Just put them on the outside.
Also not in your cookware, because if I'm coming over, I'd rather not know that you put socks into this wok.
Yeah,
please.
Fair.
No
fair.
Socks in your wok. That's my new poem, my new children's book.
Please don't.
Green curried socks. Because
people
green
are
going
to be like,
walk.
Oh, so there's a reason some people do this. Even because if I'm being told not to do something, that means that someone's done it for a reason. So maybe I should check it out.
Someone's crossed a line.
Yeah. So you are going to be complicit in all those children trying to put socks in woks.
Well, no one should be eating green ham, and Dr. Seuss did just fine for himself until recently.
The ham wasn't green, was it?
Green eggs and ham sounds pretty green to me.
I thought the eggs were green.
Nobody should eat those either.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to...
Potato, all right? I don't know what to tell you.
I think you're right. I think the ham was also green, but don't do anything that we talk about.
All right, fine.
End of story.
Do you have any more?
You have more stories? Yeah.
But I don't want any more stories. Do you have any more reviews?
Oh, I have some good sock ones, but yeah, I do have one more five-star redemption here. This is sent in by Aaron, who says, "Hi, Alex and Christine. My brother introduced me to your podcast last year. I've been listening to it since. Was so excited to hear you're doing garden center / nursery since I started working at one last August."
Oh, hell yeah.
So,
are you having an aneurysm so far listening to all these? Because I feel like you'd be stressed out.
So this is of Stadler Nurseries in Frederick, Maryland.
Haven't we been there?
Frederick, Maryland?
Yeah. Frederick Douglass. Hang on.
I do not know. This does not look familiar.
Okay, I think I made it up.
Okay. Oh my god, no. Christina.
What?
Yeah, remember you insisted we go to the National Museum of Civil War Medicine?
I thought you were serious for a second. I was like, oh, we did go? I knew it. National Museum of Civil War Medicine. Oh my god. Actually,
I'm going to send you a screenshot of what it looks like.
Is it right weird now that I actually really, really do want to go there?
This picture I'm texting you right now might convince you otherwise, but...
Oh, no. Oh, no. Why does the guy who's actually visiting the museum look kind of like Ben Franklin hiding in a parka?
I was thinking the same thing. Trying
to blend in with modern day society.
Oh, anyway.
Take off the bifocal. Anyway. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I know nothing about Frederick, Maryland, to be clear.
Yeah.
Jeez.
This is a 5-star review of Stadler Nurseries, Frederick, Maryland. And this is of Aaron's coworker. About Aaron's coworker.
Uh-oh.
This is a 5-star by Corey. Took my daughter there for her 7th birthday to get a plant present. Had a huge list of wants and desires, because 7-year-old. And Molly was an absolute clutch, pointing us in the right direction and getting the perfect plant that met nearly every checkbox the little one wanted. Talked us through multiple options, helped find an elusive pot and platter that had to be just right, again, because 7-year-old. Molly was so helpful and thoughtful, explaining each plant, how to care, what would be best for our situation, and was able to get the perfect plant gift on this amazing Saturday. Facilities were amazing, staff was so helpful, and took time to explain quite a few things. I will be coming back for any of our other plant needs. End of review.
Oh my god!
Cute, huh?
Is that what parenting is like? I hope my child, Molly, are you available to babysit? Because I don't think I can pull this off to make a 7-year-old so happy.
Just drop her off at the, like,
oh
drop,
God,
that's what this person should be doing. Drop her.
Well, I'll drop her off at the Civil War Medicine Museum.
Oh, of course.
And then Molly
can
pick her up.
That makes more sense.
Wow. That's so cute.
Isn't it sweet?
I love this because it indicates to me that nowadays Like, you can, I don't know.
Tell me what it indicates to you.
Because to me, it's like, when I was seven, like, no one was going, I mean, maybe they were, and I just didn't know, but I feel like kids our age weren't, like, we were all going to, like, Chuck E. Cheese and eating, like, dirty pizza. Nowadays, kids are like, I'd like a new plant to take care of. It just seems so different from what I remember as a kid.
I was pumped when I got my spider plant gift, though.
Yeah, that's true. Were you? I feel like you weren't happy about it at first, and then you were happy.
Maybe.
Yeah, at first
Well, because then I thought, then someone told me that you can use the spider plant to create more spider plants, and I was like, ooh, a business. Let me make money from this.
You're like, entrepreneur. No, because I got it like a Big Bird chair, and I remember you were not happy that you didn't get a toy or something. You got a plant. But now you clearly have grown much appreciation for said spider plant who's
and
still
alive. Someone gifted me a plant today.
Oh my God, best present ever.
Best present ever.
I'm just so happy that like seven-year-olds are into it, you know? It makes me so happy. And that the parent is like, you know, let's have the best birthday ever and just go to the plant store. Precious.
Precious indeed.
Man, just the little things, you know?
Oh, I know. All right, time for my challenge.
Yes, you said this was difficult.
So I struggled like crazy. Oops. I don't think I found.
I'm
whatever.
Sorry.
We'll do. We'll just let me show you what I have. Y'all can be the judge. Y'all can flame me or something on the internet.
No.
If you didn't like it, but the challenge, and specifically Katie, you have my permission because Katie, her is the one who suggested this.
Looking for an ice cube tray,
exactly.
Not an ice maker.
So found the challenge is to find reviews where people complained about not getting an item related to the item they actually bought, but definitely weren't actually supposed to get with the item they bought. So, for example, the example given was a review of an ice cube tray that didn't come with ice.
Right.
Which I still think was, which was most likely a joke review.
Right.
And yeah, I struggled to even find those. So, was tough. This was tough. But I thought I'd at least stick with something similar to our theme, so maybe you can not get too mad at me, because my first one is of Bloom Terra Pot Planter, 24-inch living green on Amazon. So it's a planter pot.
Center, I literally went to look at snake plants yesterday.
Yeah.
And I almost bought one, and then I realized it was a pot, like a planter. I did not have a snake plant in it, so I'm just now realizing I fully fell into this trap.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of people fell into all sorts of things like this. Here is a 3-star review by Ronald. I may be a layman about planting, but somehow I thought it would come with the saucer. To me, that's like selling a hammer with no handle. End of review. Which, I don't know much about plants, but I do not think that analogy lines up.
It doesn't. I don't know much about plants or tools, but somehow it still doesn't line
up. Yeah, I don't. I think at least a pot without the bottom saucer you can still use as a pot. A hammer, you can't use it as a hammer if it's not doesn't have
it's
a
not
handle.
In fact, it is not a hammer if it doesn't
exactly
have 80% of the hammer.
But a planter pot is still a planter pot even if you don't put it on a saucer.
Yeah, the analogy doesn't quite fly in my opinion, in my humble but honorable opinion.
So honorable. And I would like to make it clear that in the description it said recommended accessories parentheses sold separately and then listed out a couple of options for saucers.
So it literally said this is not part
it is
of
very clearly See, not the problem me. Is some of the pictures when you go through all of the pictures they'll have different types of pots within saucers, right. So I could see why you like buy it, but the first picture does not have one, like the main picture. So let's see, what else do I have? I have a review of a racing wheel for Nintendo Wii. It is, you put the little Wiimote into the racing wheel, and it, so when you play Mario Kart.
I remember those.
Yeah. Here's a 1-star review. This is stupid. I thought it would come with a stand. I am sending it back. Then now I wonder why it costs so less. End of review.
Wait, hold on. Why would it come with a stand?
There's no reason. Like, literally looked at pictures, looked in the description. There was nothing about a stand.
It didn't come with a Wii car either.
Like, they didn't even, like, in the picture, Wii car.
Like, what do you mean a stand?
I think so, like, the wheel, you put it on a stand? I don't know.
It's not anything.
Like, I don't know. In the picture, it was just, like, floating there with the Wiimote in it. Like, it was just
floating.
So, this actually kind of fits. Oh, my, sorry. I like doubted myself.
No, these are both very
at least
much.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
And what's funny about all of these is a lot of these are products that aren't being sold anymore. Like, this is so old. This Nintendo wheel, like the Wii no one buys this shit, and it's like not even available for purchase.
If they'd put a stand, they might still be in it today.
True. Maybe they learned their lesson, and the ones that they built for the Switch have a stand.
They have a big pole that you attach it to.
Ooh. Here's another review of something else. It's Marvel Avengers Titan Hero Series Hawkeye 12-inch figure. It's a 12-inch tall action figure of Hawkeye from the Marvel, the Avengers, or whatever. It goes through the description of everything that's included. And then here's a 4-star review by Lionel. Great toy, but somehow I thought it would come with arrows. At least fake ones attached to his back. Only shoulder and hip joints bend. No elbow or knee movement, but it was cheap. I paid $8 for this, so it's all good. No arrows, no bowstring, still good. End of review.
I am so over it, and I'm not still thinking about it every time I glance at it on my bookshelf.
Those last three were like in all caps, like no arrow, no bowstring, which is probably kind of helpful for people.
It's probably too long, didn't read the situation.
Yeah, true. But in the thing it says it includes a bow, but there's no string in the picture, and there's no arrows for the bow and arrow thing.
No. Well, what would you do with it? Would they think that actually shoots the arrows?
I think it's just a looks thing.
Oh.
I assume. Oh. Which, I don't know. I guess it could make sense that it would come with it. So maybe this doesn't totally fit. But hey, I like that they gave a positive review still and just made it clear what it doesn't come with so other people can read it.
Yeah, I like that they've moved on, you know, and they don't still think about it all the time and mull it over while they can't sleep at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here is one. This is of Action Village 20-ounce CO2 tank. So it is a tank. We're meant for CO2.
No, I figured that part out, yeah.
1-star review. Don't buy this. It's ass. I thought it would come with air. It's just a waste of money. End of review.
What?
So
come with air?
They wanted it pre-filled, which when I Googled mailing full CO2 tanks... It was like, yeah.
You got a call from the FBI being like, what are you doing?
No, it was like, gotta like mail it like hazmat, like because it's hazardous, it's dangerous.
Yeah,
and,
no shit.
Combustible. Because people were talking about those, the small ones for SodaStream, sorry. Those CO2 cans.
Because
someone said they had some full ones. And they're like, I don't know how to mail it. And I don't know what to do. And people were like, find people locally. Internet. Yeah, but probably from the whoever's selling those has some sort of
the proper
labeling.
Bomb squad situation.
They've already gone through and like probably have a relationship with whoever they're
FBI.
Mailing it through.
Okay, got it.
Because you're not supposed to just like mail CO2 tanks.
If you're not
that are
allowed
full
to mail perfume and batteries, you probably aren't allowed to mail a canister of CO2.
Yeah.
So I guess that is a really ridiculous thought.
And it does not say that it's full. It says it's meant to be refilled, like a refillable tank for CO2.
Which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's it. I've got one more, but that's it for the CO2 tank.
I love it.
This is my final one. This is of a Whirlpool egg container, bin 4378484.
So it's one of those plastic things for the fridge.
Mm-hmm. It's a bin, I think it's like a full bin, like a pretty big one, but it has an insert that has an egg.
For all the different. Every time I watch like one of these home organization shows, I'm like, I want to be the kind of person that is so organized. I transfer all of my food into like pretty containers. It's never going
to
happen.
No,
but
I struggle to put my folded clothes from my laundry basket into my dresser.
I'm amazed you even fold the clothes because
I
don't get that far. But
I did that this week and I washed my sheets and everything. Okay, sounds terrible that I'm like, complimenting myself in this, but I did all that.
Remember
this
that
week.
Time I ate a Pringle off the floor and it was the least
Which
worst
time?
Thing we had? Right, true. End of discussion.
Okay,
never mind.
Yeah.
That proves my point.
Yeah.
Our standards are pretty low.
I did my washed, dried, and put my sheets on, all and my comforter cover, and my pillowcases, all of it, in the same day.
And
like
I'd like
before
to
I went back to sleep.
I'd like to remind you folks, he's living at our parents right now. No, I'm saying that because, I'm sorry, that sounded bad, but it's because, like, you have to use the laundry machine we grew up with our mother using, where, like, you know, I feel like sometimes you can regress back into that, like, mom do my laundry. Well, okay, maybe I did, but I feel like it's a less normal thing to be doing all your household chores in your childhood.
Yeah. I don't pay for the detergent or the electricity, okay, fair though. Point. I just pay some rent each month.
You have to walk all the way to the basement.
I do have to walk in that scary ass cellar.
Yeah, it is frightening.
It was unplugged yesterday, or the last time I went to do it.
Don't you love when that happens?
And I was like, why is this unplugged? And so I was nervous to plug it in only because I thought there might be a reason for it. So I went out and I asked him, I was like, oh, is there a reason? He apologized, which I was like, don't apologize. He's like, yeah, I was cutting my hair down there. In the creepy
place. Okay, now so I'm even more scared of this basement.
He unplugged the washing machine so he could plug in his thing for cutting his haircut.
Usually he unplugs things to save electricity. Yeah, no. I'm amazed it was for other purposes.
They also have that tube for the dryer, mm-hmm, that goes outside, but they take it out of that tube.
No, and they don't.
He
don't
puts like an insulated square up to keep cold air from coming through the cracks between like the tube and like the outer tube.
I thought you were about to say when he cuts his hair, he attaches it to that tube. So I literally thought you were telling me that once he cuts his hair, he detaches the tube and puts it again onto his like hair cutting thing. And I was that is disgusting.
No, it is not like that. Don't worry. I think he just did it down there because there's that like really big like sink thing.
Yes, there is.
It's like that heavy duty wash basin, and he just probably cuts his hair over that.
Ew.
Is my thought. Why is that an ew?
Because
whatever.
That basin is so haunted and scary.
Okay, it is scary down there.
If I heard
yes.
like, bzzz, I'd be like, oh my god.
Yeah, yeah.
Chainsaw ghost.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, Whirlpool egg container, bin 437-8484.
Egg container. Okay.
Well, I don't have that many reviews, so it's nice that we're filling the time with our bullshit, right? This is a 5-star review. I can't believe you have to buy this separately. Perfect. I like the lid. Never had an egg container with a lid before. I was amazed when my new refrigerator arrived without an egg container. The dealer who handled my purchase responded promptly, and the new egg container arrived as advertised.
The dealer, what, like behind the alley? Where's you promised me an egg container. I paid up front. What are you talking about, your dealer?
The egg container dealer. Yeah, this I've never known someone who had this much experience with egg containers.
Think about what's her face who didn't even get an ice maker with her fridge in 2021, God forbid.
God.
R.I.P.
What's her face? Yeah.
Bless you.
How great is she?
I'm so sorry. What is her name?
Katie.
Katie, thank you. Katie, I'm sorry. I knew that was your name.
No, you didn't.
Katie, I love you. Okay, but like, why would it come with an? I've never known
know.
A fridge to come with. I mean,
I know
my dealer isn't top notch, but yeah, my fridge dealer
I need a new fridge dealer.
What the hell have I been doing?
Oh my god, I'm trying to think what the vegan equivalent of that is, because we have like that. There's like that Just Egg stuff, so it would be like maybe a just egg tap would be.
Ew.
That sounds disgusting.
Next to the ice maker, it would just like filter out. Fake egg.
Oh, yikes. Gross. Okay. Well, never mind.
Gross.
I feel like that, of course, to me, it's like, of course, that would be something you'd buy separately. And I always saw those that people had, and I was like, that seems like a ridiculous thing
to
own. It
seems so fancy.
And like unnecessary.
Like, if I had that, I'd be like, cool, look at me. But I wouldn't like go out of my way to buy one. I mean, I might on an Amazon spree back when I drank before, you know, there was a child that I had to deal with. But, sorry, I don't know where I was going with that.
Otherwise,
if you listen back
you.
To the last like month, few months of episodes, I trail off so often in my thoughts that it got to a point where Alexander would just kind of like recognize it, and I would start my sentence over without any comment, because like clearly my brain is not functioning at high capacity.
That's okay.
Anyway, point being, and I don't want to lie and say I would never buy an egg container, because it does sound like something I would stupidly buy, thinking I would use it.
I had a conversation with my friend Chris, who doesn't listen, so I don't know why I'm using his name as if he's going to care.
Who the hell's Chris?
He's not important because he doesn't listen to our show.
Oh. I want to talk about Simon again.
Simon is important. When I first moved into my new apartment, I brought up needing an ice cube tray, just like Katie needed something like that. And he said, oh, I really like this one. And he linked me one. It was like the OXO brand.
OXO.
OXO, is it OXO, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it had a like a fitted thing over it.
The slidey thing?
It doesn't slide. It like kind of, it's like a flap. It's more of a flap than anything.
And it
anything.
Covers it so it doesn't spill?
And it doesn't spill. And you can keep it in your freezer sideways. So
what?
I would put it in sideways, just out
now
of the way. It's barely
genius.
In there. And it worked like a charm every single
genius.
Time. Yeah, absolutely. And but at the time, I was like, this is ridiculous. Why would I spend this much on an ice cube tray when I can literally just use a normal ice cube tray and buy it for like $2? And then I bought it and I loved it. And now it's somewhere in my boxes. And all mom has, I'm very grateful to be living there, but all they have are those freaking like ones shaped like a dinosaur
they
and they're like
so
all rubbery.
Gross.
And they're really gross.
And
because
Franziska finds them and fishes them from the bottom of the freezer.
She was like, oh, we have another one. And she whipped it out and it was the cubes were like white and I'm like, what is that? She was like, I think it's milk. I'm like, why? She was like, I don't know, I don't remember doing this. So Lord knows how long these milk frozen milk cubes have been
you
in
guys,
our
they're
freezer.
They're like those reusable plastic ones.
Yeah, those reusable. Ugh.
And they think they're very sanitary.
Yikes.
They're not. And but instead of putting them in a container, they toss them in the freezer with like the blackened bananas mm-hmm, and the mm-hmm. fish or whatever's
they have no
in there.
No covering or anything. Yeah.
And then Franziska goes, I say, oh, do you have ice cubes? Because they don't keep some of the like sparkling waters in the fridge. And Franziska goes and starts fishing around with her hands and pulls out milky ice cubes covered in banana
like,
juice.
Because they fall out. And then, like, that's how they grab their
ice. It's pretty gross.
It's not pretty. Anyway.
Man, you guys must think we live in a hovel or something.
I missed that ice cube tray.
You
it's
didn't
somewhere,
take it with you?
I did. It's in my boxes. I have all these kitchen boxes, and I've kept them. I don't need the stuff that's in there.
I bet it misses you, too.
What?
I bet it misses you, too.
You think? I used it a lot. I don't like coffee hot, so I use those a lot.
Well, thanks for listening to our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any more?
Are we recording something? That's right. Sorry, what?
Is that it that you have?
Yeah.
That was good. I don't know what you're talking about. You accomplished the goal.
Oh, what was that? What's the goal? Oh, yeah,
to
yeah.
Accomplish
I found, okay,
your
I
challenge.
Did. I don't know why I felt so bad about it. I always do coming in for challenges.
Okay, well, I already have a theme ready for you.
I have a challenge ready for
really?
You. Yeah.
What? Okay, great.
Well, see, like, I feel like I'm just giving you the toss-ups that I find, because this one seems kind of easy, but we'll see.
Let's do it. This is from Amanda, who wants us to find reviews of world's largest attractions or landmarks, such as the world's largest ketchup bottle or the world's tallest thermometer. So we are meant to find reviews of those. So I bet you some people have some fun ones. I have some in mind already to look up. I'm very excited about it.
Yes, I am as well. That sounds great.
Thanks, Amanda.
Your challenge is maybe a little too easy, but I'm sure you can find some good stuff. This is from Elisa, she/her. Find reviews of someone who claims to be in or used to be in the industry. So if they're like, if they're complaining about food, they'll be like, I was a chef for this many years.
Those are do tend to be the most obnoxious.
Yeah, or something with, I don't know, if you find like a review of a movie or something, like, as an actor, I think this is...
I'm not a novice lavender gardener.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm excited. Well, thanks for listening to the three of us talk today.
Mm-hmm.
And super excited to finally outnumber the other host on this podcast. Otherwise, we'll see you next week. Meet you at the world's tallest golf tee, which I have been to.
Oh, nice. I haven't been to that one.
Well, we will tell you all about it next week.
Can't wait to hear about it.